Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080. Or order Zona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
While President Trump and House leadership are in favor of the changes being proposed in the GOP health care plan, some conservative Republicans not very happy. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
What's been introduced in the House in the last 24 hours is not the Obamacare replacement plan we've been hoping for.
That's Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, among the conservatives who say they do not like the House GOP plan to replace Obamacare.
This is instead a step in the wrong direction.
At a Capitol Hill news conference, House Speaker Paul Ryan insisted that the GOP alternative is better, and he promised an all-hands-on-deck effort to get the new bill passed, including pressure from the White House. I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Transportation Safety Board in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the site of a deadly bus crash. Robert Zumwalt of the NTSB says this accident's of grave concern.
I think this one is particularly of concern to us because there was another accident right here at the same grade crossing 2 months ago.
USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The mayor of Paterson, New Jersey, turning himself in on criminal charges today. Here's a story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Joey Torres claims he did nothing wrong, but New Jersey's attorney general says he engaged in old school corruption and abuse of power. Torres and three supervisors in Paterson's Department of Public Works are charged with using city workers to renovate a private warehouse leased by the mayor's daughter and nephew. They allegedly did the work on the city's dime, racking up overtime at taxpayers' expense. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
A California university reporting anti-Semitic graffiti found in one of its bathrooms. Here's more on the story from Jason Campidonia.
The signs were found inside a USD campus restroom. Many of the students found out about the swastika incident through an email sent by the dean of students, Donald Goodwin. In a statement, USD officials say they don't take acts of intolerance lightly and will continue to share messages of hope, inclusiveness, and respect for every human being. The signs were found about 2 weeks ago, and yesterday there were threats made against Anti-Defamation League offices across the country. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
The son of former Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine isn't facing any charges following his weekend arrest. Linwood Michael Kaine, the youngest son of the former VP candidate, was arrested at a Minnesota rally for President Trump and taken to jail. He's accused of being part of a group that clashed with Trump supporters. USA Radio News.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It follows the guidelines I laid out in my congressional address, a plan that will lower costs, expand choices, increase competition, and ensure health care access for all Americans.
President Trump talking to reporters about the GOP health care plan. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the president's been working closely with congressional leaders.
This is a team sport, and this is something where I talked to the president twice yesterday. He had dozens of members down at the White House yesterday. We're working hand in glove with President Trump, Vice President Pence, Secretary Price. This is an all hands on deck because you know what? We all ran on repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Today is International Women's Day, and President Trump is celebrating the day on Twitter. He wrote that the many roles women serve in society are vital to the fabric of our society and economy. The president asked everyone to join him in honoring the women of America and around the world. USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to orderzona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or orderzona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
While President Trump and House leadership are in favor of the changes being proposed in the GOP health care plan, some conservative Republicans not very happy. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
What's been introduced in the House in the last 24 hours is not the Obamacare replacement plan we've been hoping for.
That's Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, among the conservatives who say they do not like the House GOP plan to replace Obamacare.
This is instead a step in the wrong direction.
At a Capitol Hill news conference, House Speaker Paul Ryan insisted that the GOP alternative is better, and he promised an all-hands-on-deck effort to get the new bill passed, including pressure from the White House. I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Transportation Safety Board in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the site of a deadly bus crash. Robert Zumwalt of the NTSB says this accident's of grave concern.
I think this one is particularly of concern to us because there was another accident right here at the same grade crossing 2 months ago.
USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The mayor of Paterson, New Jersey, turning himself in on criminal charges today. Here's a story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Joey Torres claims he did nothing wrong, but New Jersey's attorney general says he engaged in old school corruption and abuse of power. Torres and three supervisors in Paterson's Department of Public Works are charged with using city workers to renovate a private warehouse leased by the mayor's daughter and nephew. They allegedly did the work on the city's dime, racking up overtime at taxpayers' expense. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
A California university reporting anti-Semitic graffiti found in one of its bathrooms. Here's more on the story from Jason Campidonia.
The signs were found inside a USD campus restroom. Many of the students found out about the swastika incident through an email sent by the dean of students, Donald Goodwin. In a statement, USD officials say they don't take acts of intolerance lightly and will continue to share messages of hope, inclusiveness, and respect for every human being. The signs were found about 2 weeks ago, and yesterday there were threats made against Anti-Defamation League offices across the country. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
The son of former Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine isn't facing any charges following his weekend arrest. Linwood Michael Kaine, the youngest son of the former VP candidate, was arrested at a Minnesota rally for President Trump and taken to jail. He's accused of being part of a group that clashed with Trump supporters. USA Radio News.
And we are back, and in our second hour of Modern Design, I still have as my co-host, Jane DeHaven, who's a Hunterdon County resident. She was gracious enough. We used to have a nice setup here in the old studio where we had nice coffee, we had teas, we had water, we had a refrigerator. Well, now we're in the mansion, but we have no services. So Jane was kind enough to go out and get us some libations that we can have while we're on the air. So let's take a look at the weather. The National Weather Service continues to update throughout the show. So sometimes, believe it or not, in the second hour, there might be some changes in the weather. Okay, so now we're up to 60 degrees. We've reached where they said they were going to get to, with a high of 60 where we're at right now. The rest of the day will be sunny and breezy. Again, we're already at 60, so we might surpass that a little bit. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 39 degrees. On Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 56. On Thursday night, there's a chance of showers, then rain or snow showers with a low of 31. On Friday, it's going to be a snow day, 60% chance of rain, snow likely, with a high of 38 degrees. On Friday night, there's a 20% chance of continued snow showers, then partly cloudy with a very low 18 degrees. On Saturday, mostly sunny, but very cold with a high of 30 degrees. Wow, high of 30. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 18, And on Sunday, it's going to be a partly sunny day, but only a high of 33 degrees. So we have this little sort of burst of warmth, and then it's going to be snowy and then very, very cold. So I hear after snow, cold, I think of ice, don't you?
Oh.
So be very careful and proactive with taking care of ice. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of car you have, what the traction is. Ice is ice, right? And I think people forget that.
It is. Just because your SUV can get through snow doesn't mean that it'll stop on ice.
Get through ice. And that's very true. We need to be to heed that, especially with 18-degree temperatures right after a snow. So our show is called Modern Design, and we are now in our new time slot, which is 1 to 3 live in studio. Of course, you can always listen to us in the podcasts that are available 24/7. Go to www.huntertonchamberradio and click on the Modern Design tab. You can go to the archives, and there's 3 years worth of old shows. Sometimes just for the humor, I'll go and take a look and how we've evolved through the years. And you could listen to our podcast anytime you like, in your car, on your phone, or anywhere that you are once you get the app. So our topic today happens to be staging your home or getting your home ready for spring market. Jane is my co-host, and we're talking about things that you can do. In the first hour, we did have realtor John Leahy from Weikert Realtors in the Old Wick office talk about his take on the market and some of the things that you can do. In this hour, live in studio, we're waiting upon Dottie Polak of Weikert Realtors in the Flemington office, and she's going to talk about her end of the market and what she's seeing and so on. So Jane and I are sort of have this sort of open topic, and that is getting the house ready. The first hour we talked about the outside your property curb appeal and getting that ready, but this hour, Jane, I think I would really devote to until of course our guest gets here, talk about the inside of the house. Just in general, when you, and it's been, I'm sure, a long time since you looked at houses, but when you went to look at a house, what did you notice? What would turn you off when you went to see a house before you bought your house in Hunterdon County when you went to look at them? Were there things that bothered you or didn't bother you?
I think it always bothered us when we walked in and it was as if the folks weren't expecting guests.
Okay. I mean,
everything was messy, or there were dishes out, or things like that. I think that when you have your house listed, it really needs to be spotlessly clean at all times.
I think of something. And you've seen the article before. The last house, show house I did for Design New Jersey magazine, they had the photo shoot, and my client sent her kids away for 2 days so that the shoot was perfect. And we were talking about, she says, we have to, it's sort of like a broken English thing, she said, and she's not Italian, she said, we have to make the fake house. So I always put an Italian spin, I said, we've got to make the fake house. And that's what you have to do when you are listing your house. You have to sort of make a fake house. You're not going to be cooking salmon when you're selling your house. That's a no-brainer. One of the commercials, the spots, is Joe, who is has a show here, show on real estate here. And Joe said, I think he said, he's Polish. He said, no capusto, which means no cabbage. And you know, oh, you knew that, didn't you? No, you didn't know that? So no capusto. So you're not going to be making cabbage and you're going to live differently when you list your house. I mean, you have to live, obviously, but you're going to live lightly. So definitely going into a house that you're potentially buying and seeing mess is a turnoff, even if it's a good-looking house, I think.
I think so. I mean, when you go in, you're sort of imagining yourself in that new space.
Right.
And you don't want clutter. You don't want to deal with that.
Exactly. So let's start from the front door. And I made some lists here, and then we'll sort of just go into what we think. And I say starting at the front door, you want to make sure you have a freshly painted front door, at least, even if you don't paint anything else. So that's a nice thing to do. You want to make sure that the doorbell works. People do check the doorbell. And even if there's an open house, people will ring the doorbell and see if that works. If it doesn't work, it says, what else is wrong with the house? When you enter a home, how do you feel about, and I don't think they do this much anymore, but in the 80s and 90s, people would say, take your shoes off. And I think in an open house, that's kind of a turnoff. What about you?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I mean, as you know, our house was on the historic house tour this past June
right.
in Flemington Borough.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the Historical Preservation Commission, which was running it, gave folks the options of having little booties to put on.
Yeah.
And we said, you know, don't bother. I mean, it's fine.
A lot of times in new construction, I would remember in the past, people, the booties were there and you put them on. But I'm not seeing that as much anymore. I guess the market is different. People are, I guess you're lucky enough to have people that are able to buy the houses. They're letting them through and so on. So you come into a house, and I think for me, one of the things that's very important is fresh paint. I think fresh paint makes a house look new, don't you?
It does. It really makes such a big difference. Mm.
Now, here's the thing where I think I disagree with a lot of the realtors, because I do a lot of staging projects. And in fact, I've had my real estate license since 1988, but I use it just to keep up to date what's going on in the market for staging. But when I stage a house, I have a sort of a repertoire of colors that I like to use. And many people will say, realtors will say, oh, no, you have to paint everything white. I think that's absolutely not. To me, white is a trim color. White is not a wall color. And I'll tell you why. Again, I think the process begins when people go to the internet. They say, I'm ready to buy a house. Let's see what's available. They go to multiple listing and they'll pull up houses. People judge by eye first. I think that's just the way it is. And they're going to look at the pictures. A house that has white walls and white doors and white trim on a picture or an image, is flat. You really don't get anything out of it. So whereas I wouldn't paint walls black if I were selling my house, or maybe dark purple, having some color on the walls and then having a clean, consistent white trim and doors shows depth, and it shows better on film. One of the things that John talked about in the first hour were neutral with pops of color. That's your best bet. We're setting up now, as I had told you last hour, Jane, for a photo shoot for New Jersey Design Magazine. And today I worked on the pops of color. In this case, the palette is sort of a warm gray with white and then pops of orange colors. So I brought in persimmons. I brought in a lot of things that had that color, some wonderful branches that we're going to do that have sort of orange flowers on it. So when the camera sees that, it has a neutral backdrop and then something to focus on. So that always looks the best. So I often have certain colors that I use for staging. So again, always consistently for my ceilings, we use a ceiling white paint. And for our trim, we use a super white in a semi-gloss. And then wall colors are typically very neutral and colors that are very popular right now are Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter, a very popular color for staging. It's sort of a brown gray. Neutral can go with anything. Benjamin Moore's Edgecomb Gray is another color that we use a lot for staging and is quite good and can go with a lot of colors. Gray Owl is another color. It's sort of a nice mid-tone gray that we use a lot for paint colors. Stonington Gray, which is a historic color that we do use a lot for painting. Again, with white ceilings, flat. You want your ceilings to be flat. You don't want to see shadows, and you want your trim to be semi-gloss, cleanable, and show a consistent change in that. The second thing I wanted to talk about is flooring. And one of the things that our realtor the first hour was talking about was actually having one type of flooring in the house. And consistency with flooring, consistency with trim and molding. You know, a lot of times, Jane, when I'm looking at a house, I see so many inconsistencies. When
that
you do anything, it does.
It's
very unappealing when you see room to room and things are different. So I think consistency is the key. All right. Well, I have some good news. Our guest, the second hour, has just entered the building. I'll let her put her headset on and get her set up. Somebody came in. Chris came in and took her microphone stand. So I don't know that. I think we're going to have her hold her mic, if that's okay. So as I said and promoted on our social media and here at the station, live in studio, we happen to have Dottie Polak. She is a top producer at Weikert Realtors in Flemington, New Jersey. And let's make sure we have your mic up and on. It's on. You should be able to talk into. Let's see how we do.
Hi.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
Good.
So why don't you tell a little bit about yourself, your background, where your office is located, and just some information on you before we start getting into
yes,
the show.
Realtor with Weikert Realtors here in Flemington on South Main Street, and specialize in residential, commercial. I cover Mercer, Somerset, Hunterdon County.
Wonderful. So let me ask a question that I had always had about realtors. Let's say I live in Raritan Township, but I have a friend that lives in, Sparta. Can you sell that, or you refer that? How does that normally work?
Yes. I would refer it because it is pretty far away.
Right.
I'll go about an hour or
you'll go outside of my area. Range. Mm-hmm. What about into Pennsylvania? Will you go into Pennsylvania?
I just got my Pennsylvania license, so yes, I can sell and buy in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's great. Congratulations. So our topic today happens to be getting your house ready for spring market, and I think today is particularly apropos because it's so warm today, and I know if you came up to our new studios here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? But did you see that the daffodils are almost ready to pop?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so it's very apropos that I think we talk about spring market. And I wanted to get your perspective because we did have John Leahy on the first hour as call-in, and he was talking about that the perceptions of what people are looking for residential resale have changed a lot, and that the buyers are much more critical of the appearance of the home as if it was a new construction home almost.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to get your view on that.
I agree. They're coming in. A lot of the thing is, too, many people have more than one job.
Right.
You know, you've got both parties working in the house. Sometimes they have an additional job. Nobody has time to do renovations.
Sure.
A lot of times they have kids. You don't want to have a room under construction. You've got kids crawling around. So I find that a majority of my buyers want things finished. They want the rooms done. They want the kitchen finished, renovated bathrooms and things like that.
We've been taking the house apart, both the outside and the experience, and I want to go through it with you. As a top realtor in your office, I know you see it all, and you see a lot of it, and you see people that make mistakes or think people that do things well.
Mm-hmm.
My perception of a real estate transaction from the beginning is people start on the internet, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, they sure do.
And you know what it is, too.
It's all those DIY shows. They know what they want. They see a house that's been renovated from top to bottom, and they say, this is what I'm looking for.
Do you think that people are also more educated, not only because of the television programs, but the internet itself, because they can get information so quickly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So people's demands have gotten more challenging, don't
mm-hmm.
you think?
Yeah. And what's amazing is a lot of people want what's way above their price range.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have a hard time finding something in the price range that exactly what they're looking for.
As a realtor, that must be a challenge for you.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's part of education.
Sure.
Got to educate them.
Sure. So once somebody comes to you and they're ready to look for houses, they're going to start by going to the multiple listing and looking at the sites. The most important thing, I guess, in the first stage is to get terrific pictures.
Yes.
Do you have any tips for getting good pictures, what people can do to get wonderful pictures?
Yeah, as far as what we talked about earlier about
right.
Getting your house ready for spring for listings,
mm-hmm.
definitely clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
For photos, you want draperies down, heavy drapes. Just take them down.
Right.
Use light sheer drapes.
Right.
Anything to bring more light in. And also, you'd be surprised what accumulates in the corners as far as like cobwebs and things like
sure.
that. Just take a duster, clean off things.
Exactly.
Wipe down walls. If there's a smoker in a house, wash the walls. Not spot wash it. You'll see a spot.
Yeah.
Wipe down the walls. With a soft cleaner, like a light soap or something, and just spruce up the house. There's ideas for odors, like in a refrigerator. People go into the house when they're looking at
homes. Do people really need to go into somebody's refrigerator? I don't think I would go into somebody's refrigerator.
I have clients that look in everything. The oven, how dirty is it? Clean everything, because they look at everything. Closets.
Clean is key,
isn't
it?
Neat. It sure is.
Yeah.
Because they're visualizing their own stuff in
and
there.
And that's what Jane said. Mm-hmm. You're trying to create an experience that's attractive but neutral yet at the same
mm-hmm.
time.
But as far as cleaning, like a little tip for refrigerators, get cotton balls, saturate them in vanilla extract, and it helps absorb, or even orange juice,
mm-hmm.
and just leave them in the refrigerator. It helps take away that negative odor that's in the refrigerator.
Do you leave them in plain sight, or do you hide them like in a crisper or something?
I put them in a container and just leave them in the back behind a large jar or something. Nobody will notice they're in there.
Sneaky, Dottie, a little bit sneaky. All right, so let's start from the outside of the house
mm-hmm.
as far as curb appeal. So my thought was, as important as the inside is, and we'll get into that a little bit further in the show, I want to talk about curb appeal from the front, because I think it goes two ways. I think the first thing is that people go to the internet, and of all the houses that are out there, they may pick 10 houses that look good from the pictures. Now, you know, pictures can sometimes be deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
So of those 10 pictures, they're not going to go to 10 houses with you. I think a lot of people will go on a Sunday with their kids in the back, and they'll do drive-bys,
mm-hmm.
and they'll narrow it down. Am I right about
that?
Yes,
you are, because I'll have home scheduled, and somebody will call me and say, you know what,
take this off the list.
We drove by them, and we don't even want to go in.
Exactly.
Which is, that's really... telling.
Yes.
You know, obviously, exactly. The front doesn't appeal to them. The interior did.
Right.
Enough for them to put it on the list.
Right.
Yet, but the front knocked it out.
Now mm-hmm. you're off the list.
Yeah.
So let's talk about curb appeal. And I say, and I was saying in the first hour, is that I think as a homeowner, you need to sort of separate yourself from this house now. And I think what you do need to do is go to the outside, go to the property, go to the curb, mm-hmm. and look at the front of your house.
Right.
Dottie, how many people, now I do this all the time, how many people look at the front? If you have a garage that's attached, how many people that look at the front of the house, their walkway, their shrubs every day?
They don't, because they go in from the garage into the house, into the kitchen, and they don't even use the front door.
Exactly. So I think it starts at the curb. I think the homeowner needs to start at the curb and look at the house. What are some of the things that people make mistakes with, you think, in the facade of the house? Anything in particular? I was saying with Jane about
they that. Make mistakes, mm-hmm. but I don't think they take certain things into consideration. For instance, you know, we're coming through the winter here.
Right.
Get rid of the dead leaves in your yard.
Yes.
You know, I know the grass isn't green yet, but the leaves, get rid of them. It looks more maintained.
Right.
Leaves blown up against the front of the garage door or something
sure.
like that. Just clean up
and,
that type of
and,
thing.
And that's something that costs absolutely no money. That
exactly.
was something that Jane said on a previous show. The winter leaves in the beds, get
yes.
them out right away.
Yep, clean now, that all out.
There isn't, you know, we are in March. It's a beautiful day. It's 60 degrees. But you know, it's a little bit early to do some of the stuff. As you say, it hasn't quite greened up yet.
Mm-hmm.
But taking leaves out is something that you can do right now.
Yeah.
Now, I have on my list, have the windows cleaned professionally or
yep.
clean your windows. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Do you usually refer a window cleaner? Or
I could if somebody asks.
Do you find that – I find windows, for me specifically, hard to clean because you have to be – you know, you can make a window look worse if you don't clean it properly.
Streaking it. You have to get the right cleaner.
You do.
Yeah.
And what I was saying with Jane in the first hour of the broadcast is sometimes windows, that if they are not cleaned, people have the perception that the windows have broken seals.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Actually, I have an inspector that goes around, mm-hmm. and he'll – take a paper towel and just touch the window to see if it is a broken seal or if it's just dirty.
Yeah, so that's a big thing.
That is a big thing.
Because maybe you just have dirty windows and the perception of having to replace windows is thousands and thousands mm-hmm. of dollars, and that may have house may be off the list.
Yeah.
What do you think about paint colors of houses? Are people coming to you and saying things as silly as, I'm looking for a gray house or a blue house? Is someone going to walk away from a cobalt blue house if it's a gray house?
Yes.
They are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've had people say, I don't like the color of the outside. I said, well, you could paint it. It's just paint. Yeah, but then I got to hire somebody. I'm telling you, it's different. That just people just don't want to have to do anything. And I think it reverts back to scheduling.
Sure.
Just people are just busy.
They're busy and they don't want to do anything. So what are the colors that you're seeing that people are doing?
Neutrals. The interiors are what I would call grayish.
Grays and grayish.
Gray, beiges.
Right. But in the outside, because we're clearly focusing on the curbside appeal.
Yes.
So neutral tones.
Neutral, yes.
Earth
yes.
colors.
Mm-hmm.
Earth
yeah.
colors. What about, there's a trend in design now where people are putting just a pop. They're making the house neutral,
mm-hmm.
white trim, maybe black shutters if there are shutters, but a pop of color at the front door.
At the front door. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not, we asked John Leahy that in the first hour. Just because it's personalized, that's not so big because it's just the front door. People like that.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Does that make you competitive or more attractive, maybe?
Yeah, I think it does.
I saw a house the other day in Maplewood, New Jersey. It was sort of a light gray. It had white trim, black shutters, and it had a powder blue front door. It was stunning.
Ooh.
It was stunning.
Nice.
So that somebody might put that on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the perception is if someone has a state-of-the-art sort of color combination, even if it's just because they changed the front door, the house may be well kept inside?
Yes.
So
yes.
The perception of it.
It's a first impression.
What about as far as cleanup outside, as far as shrubs, things to take care of, the driveway? How important is the driveway to you?
It is important. Get a driveway seal. I actually just listed a house, and he told me that he just had the driveway blacktop this past summer.
Right.
So that is important because right. nobody wants weeds start growing in the cracks. You know,
sure.
it is. It's you know, it's.
And the seal
got to be nice.
And the seal coat isn't that expensive.
No, it really isn't.
No, and definitely well worth it.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
In the first hour, John was telling us that. He feels that if you don't do your homework, if you don't do your due diligence beforehand, you're losing the money anyway because people make much lower offers. Is that true?
It is, because they're taking that in consideration what they have to do.
Do you feel the buyer is more educated now than they ever have, or at least have more information than they've ever had?
I think they do. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we really have to put our best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. I have in studio today live, my guest is Dottie Polek, and she's one of the top agents at Weikert Realtors in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're talking about getting your house ready for spring market. And the market itself, why don't you tell us your sort of your view of the market right now, where we are, interest rates, people's needs, the economy, the inventory. What's going on? What do you see going on out there?
And we are seeing that we have multiple bids on homes.
Wow. Now, is that a relatively new phenomenon?
Well, the market changes all the time. But, yeah, at this time, we are seeing more of a seller's market in certain areas and certain price ranges in the county.
Now, what makes something a seller's market? Is it infrastructure? What is that makes a
homes that move quicker than 5 months.
Wow. But is there something in general, is there a commonality that makes a house move quicker than 5 months?
Just the fact that there's nothing much to pick from. And you've got more buyers out there than sellers.
Really? Wow, that's very interesting. When you talk to somebody, are they somebody that's been pre-qualified? How do you work with somebody? How do you not spin your wheels you know, everybody wants to have a wonderful house or trade up to a better house.
Right.
How do you sort of manage that?
Well, I do make sure they're pre-qualified beforehand because I'm not going to waste my time or theirs or the seller's time going into their house, having them leave the house, coming in, and I'm not even showing a house to a pre-qualified person.
And then you had said something that was very telling in the beginning. Most people think that they qualify for more house than they do.
Mm-hmm.
How have the mortgage companies been? You know, now we're 2008 is 7 years. Is it that many years? That's a lot of years. I'm trying to cut years up. Many years behind us. And then after the fall of 2008, the regulations for mortgages got very strict.
Yeah.
So have they loosened up a little bit?
Not yet.
So people are still having a hard time? Are they
not
jumping
a hard
through hoops?
Time. It's just a lot more paperwork and documents are required. There's a lot to do with the new regulations that took effect recently. I think it was either October of 15.
Okay.
I think it was October 15 when one of the last group of regulations from the Dodd-Frank bill that was approved that, you know, or in effect.
Sure. So people are getting mortgages, but it's a lot of paperwork.
I tell people, I said, you know, be patient. If they ask for the same documents over again,
it's because they
want it within another package. They
sure.
don't want things piecemeal. Just please be patient and do what they ask.
Follow the prompts.
And just go with the flow because it is what it is.
So when people are then pre-qualified, you're showing them homes. When they go ahead and they make an offer on something, are the mortgage companies coming back and then still wanting have specific needs? We talked about this the other day when we were talking about it. What about someone that has an original septic system, underground oil tank? Are the mortgage companies getting involved in that stuff? The person is qualified, the property is looked at. Do those things
well,
come up?
Well, most likely they wouldn't be able to get a loan, but the best thing is for an agent who has a seller with one of those items, a septic that they know is not going to pass, or in the ground tank, underground storage tank, that they educate them that they've got to get it out, or somebody's not going to get a loan.
So what's the deal in the state of New Jersey with if you have an oil tank? Now, if the oil tank is just physically in the basement in the house, that's fine.
That's fine.
Correct.
Yes.
But if the oil tank is buried, what's the story then?
Well, if it's in use or is it decommissioned?
No, so if it's in use, it's fine, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay, so what happens? A test is done.
Yes, they have to do soil testing.
Okay, and that there's no leakage is not a problem?
Well, they want it out.
They want it out regardless.
Yeah.
So would it make sense for a potential seller to just do their due diligence and
yes.
get it out?
Yes.
And typically, is there a price range for removing a tank? Is it a
yeah,
big expense?
Yeah, I guess it goes between $2,000 and $3,500 or something like that, $2,000 and $3,500.
But
it depends on the testing and what comes up.
Sure.
Because that could add up a lot more money if
sure.
they have to remove soil.
Exactly. But what we were saying in the first hour is that it makes the most sense to put your best foot forward when you put your house on the
yes,
market.
Yes, yes.
Dottie, how do you feel about price changes? Because there's a school of thought that says that the best thing to do is price it correctly and then hold your price, where other people feel, no, if it's not selling, it's because of market price, and to change your price. How do you feel about
Some
that?
Some sellers want to test the market. They want to see what kind of activity they're going to get at their price.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let a seller put their price on, and as
you
long
will.
As it's not
ridiculous.
Right. If it's 30, 40, 50 grand more than I would suggest,
right.
let's give it a shot. Let's see what it is for 3 weeks, see how much activity we're getting, see what kind of hits we're getting on the multiple listing,
right?
On Zillow, see what you know, who's viewing it,
right.
who's putting it in their favorites but not coming to look at it.
Right.
That all takes place. If you've got tons of showings and no offers, it's overpriced.
Mm.
If you got no showings, that's obvious. That's a market telling you it's overpriced.
Right.
Nobody's looking at it, especially in a market when there's not a lot of inventory.
Right.
Nobody's coming to look at your home. And you just put it on the market, it's price.
Yeah, definitely price. So then you want to do a price adjustment to
yeah.
get your house sold. Do you feel that people are still doing things where they personalize their improvements too much? Have you had any experience with that when you went into a house?
Not so much. Not on recent improvements.
You think people have gotten better with that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll see a backsplash that's like a little wild. But,
right.
You know, compared to the rest of the house, I think that's okay.
What about, let's talk about kitchens specifically. One of the things that we brought up in the first hour is that I see a very big difference from 10 years ago to now. 10 years ago, I was seeing a lot of hardwood on the first floor, but people didn't want hardwood in their kitchens. They wanted their kitchens to be stone or another surface. Now I'm seeing people like one floor throughout the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find people wanting or what are you seeing?
People prefer one floor.
One floor, right? Consistency.
If it's going to be wood, do wood throughout the whole first floor. And if a room is carpeted, that's okay.
Right.
But then again, if a foyer is tiled or porcelain tile or something, and the rest is hardwood, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. But not too much of a mixture.
Not too much of a mixture, right? One of the worst things is lack of consistency, don't you think?
Exactly. I've been in homes where you've got one color wood.
Right.
And then they'll realize that there was no wood in the rec room or the family room, so they rip up the carpeting and they can't match it, so they put a linoleum down or a laminate, and it's not quite matching.
Exactly.
And it's
so
obvious.
Bad move. Definitely.
Better off with carpet.
Right.
On that case.
Because you want the
redo the whole thing over.
And consistency as much as possible.
Yes.
What about on the second floor of a home, if you have a colonial home on the second floor? Are people still preferring to have carpet for comfort on the second floor? Are you seeing more of a request for people having hardwood floors throughout?
It's funny. I get mixed.
Mixed. I would say I do too, actually.
Yeah. I get people saying they like getting out of bed, stepping on carpet. Well, you can put an area carpet.
Right.
But I also get people saying, my kids are always playing on a floor, I'd rather carpet.
Right, exactly.
So I wouldn't mind, my personal opinion is hardwood floor all the way in the hallway, and the bedroom's carpeted.
Carpet, okay. Well, but either one could possibly work, because you could put an area rug.
Right.
What about things like when you stage your house, living less formally? The trend has been, more casually, living less formally. When you were selling your house, I sold a house many years ago, and of course I did sell the house, but some people came through and said, the house is very formal, it's beautiful, but I don't see myself in the house. Is that something to consider, making the house seem approachable or casual?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Definitely. It's hard, depending on people's furniture, what they have for instance, in the dining room, if they have this huge chandelier that's...
Right.
Sometimes it's hard to tone down formality.
Exactly. Do you find that people are still having a lot of accessories out, or do you think because the trend is to be more clean lines, you're not seeing people have stuff all over the place?
No, when I have a listing, I tell people, put everything away.
Right.
We don't want to see stuff around, especially medications, toiletries,
I want to specifically hit the thing with medications, because that's really a danger when you have people going through your house, and some people, older homes, have medicine cabinets.
Yeah.
A no-no. Do you have a suggestion for people with things like that?
Hide them.
Personal items and just hide them.
Yep, just hide everything. Tuck them away in a closet someplace where nobody's going to look.
Right.
And just don't let them be exposed. I always tell people, put away fine jewelry, all your things. Don't leave stuff on your dresser. Just put everything away.
Talk to me about, I know certain, and Weikert is one of them, certain realtors have a homeowner's warranty. What is that and how does that work?
Mm-hmm. Well, the seller can, as a seller, they can purchase the home warranty.
And they're purchasing a warranty from Weikert?
Yes, Weikert has our own home warranty.
And an insurance policy?
It is an insurance policy. It's good for a year.
Okay.
And it's good on, we have a whole list of items that it's good to be used on, mainly appliances, some plumbing, some electrical issues. What the seller will do is they'll purchase it, and they don't even have to pay for it until they close.
Okay.
And they will have it in place, and then when the house closes, it gets transferred over to the buyer.
So then the buyer, as a perk, has a year that they don't have to really worry about.
Exactly.
It.
Okay. If the hot water heater were to go, they call the home warranty, and then the home warranty will send out a technician to determine whether it can be fixed or replaced.
Do you recommend that anybody listing their house get a warranty, because it makes it sort of worry-free for people? Because often people squeak properly into houses.
Yes. Yeah. Especially if you have some systems that are a little older and, you know, there might be an issue or something like that. But it is a good perk, because then it gives reassurance to the buyer.
Let's talk about kitchens specifically, because kitchens and bathrooms, I do think, sell houses. There are other things, but kitchens and bathrooms are very important. What are people asking you for on their wish list?
People like a harder surface, like a granite.
Granite, or do people ask specifically for... other
stainless
things. Yeah, stainless appliances. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's appealing to people?
Yeah.
What about gas as opposed to electric? I think that comes up a lot, right?
I do get that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Will people walk away from a house because it has an electric stove?
I get people asking me, don't show me a house if it's electric.
It's that important. Wow.
Some people it doesn't matter, but I do get that.
Okay. What about things like cabinets in general? Are people asking you for specifically for white kitchens, white cabinets?
I have a few people that prefer white cabinets and a few that it just doesn't matter.
If someone has quality cabinets but they're stained color and they paint them, is that acceptable to people or do people differentiate?
I don't know
that?
If people could tell. I could tell.
Yeah.
I'll know if I go in and I look at somebody's cabinets.
Well, you have that background. So
yes.
You know. But so if someone has a very good quality, maybe they even have a shaker cabinet, but it's a honey color and they have it professionally done and it's white, you think most people would discern that or not?
No, I don't think it matters.
What kind of cabinets do you think people would walk away from? Say, I don't want this house.
Really, really. Remember that old dark pine?
Yeah. Okay. Or what about the Euro cabinet, the cabinet sort of formica?
Formica, yeah, that too. Definitely that too. Those are in a lot of townhomes.
Sure.
The older style townhomes.
Let's talk about bathrooms now, specifically the master bathroom. Are people looking for a tub in addition to a shower?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if someone had, would it be better bet for somebody for them to have a fantastic shower with a seat or have a tub in a master bathroom?
I think a shower stall is better.
Okay.
As long as there's a tub in the house.
Do most people that have children want at least one tub in the house?
Yeah.
I tell people that all the time. Even if you don't use it, keep a tub in the house for resale.
Exactly. I noticed the last number of homes that I've shown, the master has a powder room.
Okay.
Which is good. At least you have that.
Right, right.
And, you know, then they have to use the main bath as their bathroom for showering.
When you're getting ready to do an open house, and do you do open houses?
Yes, I'm actually doing one this Sunday.
Okay. When you do an open house, when you're asking people for feedback and you have more than one set of clients in the house, how do you do that in a way that doesn't create an area of negativity?
I don't ask for feedback right there.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I'll be in touch with them afterwards.
Okay, so somebody...
People need to think, too. I mean,
right.
They might go, yeah, I like the house. And then when they go home and they think on it, be like, oh, you know, but I didn't like this or I didn't like that. So I don't ask for feedback while they're there.
Are there any no-brainer things that everybody should do to their house before they list it? Are there any just
exterior.
Okay.
You know, even if your mailbox needs to be replaced or dented or needs to be repainted, just pick one up at the store. Get a new mailbox that shows, you know, you're freshening things up. Put a potted plant on a porch. Just... to create invite.
Do you think that the little touches at the end give people the impression that the house has been well maintained? Things like putting in pots of flowers right before the open house, doing the little extra touches.
It shows
touches.
They care, yeah.
Right.
It shows that they're going out of their way to invite you in.
You know, a house that looks loved.
Yes.
What about
and especially the front door.
Yeah.
Clean.
Clean.
Little things, even in a house, doorknobs,
right.
Light switches, clean everything. Things build up.
Exactly, exactly. What about personal pictures in the house?
That's tough. I always tell my clients, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel like putting everything away, but you're going to be packing anyway.
Right.
So you might as well start with them.
Right.
And people, they'll stare. Do they know somebody? And I've had people say, oh my God, I know that woman. Photo. So put things away.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Now let's talk about bathrooms specifically. Like the kitchens, I think things in design are getting whiter and whiter and brighter and brighter.
Yeah.
Do you find if you were going to have somebody do a bathroom over for resale, just specifically, your best bet is to go white?
White or light?
Mm-hmm.
Very light.
Toilets always white now?
Yes.
I would say toilets and sink always
yes.
white. Best bet an undermount sink?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And what about cabinets? Is there any differentiation in a vanity with a painted cabinet as opposed to a stained cabinet?
No. No, I don't think so. But as long as it's a lighter color, more neutral color.
Right. What about wallpaper now? You know, it's funny. With the millennials, we're seeing a return to wallpaper, believe it or not.
Really?
Not as much. Not wallpaper in big hallways, but a return to wallpaper, specifically texture, grass cloth. Very popular, and a lot of wall vinyl, modern wall vinyl with just texture is really coming back, and millennials are actually embracing it. So what do you think about wallpaper if it's neutral, it's just texture?
I think it'd be fine.
As long
as it's not a pattern. Some homes I've show have different patterns of wallpaper in so many different rooms, and it's just, It's too busy. Yeah. And then the buyers are like, every room's going to need to be worked on.
Exactly. I think one of the things that I talk to people about when I go from room to room is consistency mm-hmm. of doors, consistency of trim.
Colors.
You know, colors can be different, but they also have to flow. One of the things that I do in my business on a regular basis is color consultation. Mm-hmm. And that is not to make everything the same color, but to actually have the colors just sort of flow and work together. I think that's also very important.
Complement each other.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to a quick news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to do something that's great, and I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties.
President Trump promoting to reporters the GOP health care plan. House Speaker Paul Ryan laid out what their plan does.
It repeals the Obamacare taxes, which is a massive tax relief for families. It repeals the Obamacare spending, like the Medicaid expansion and Obamacare subsidies. It repeals the Obamacare mandates on individuals and businesses. It ends funding for Planned Parenthood and sends that money to community health centers. It has a Medicaid per capita block grant. That's the biggest entitlement reform anybody has seen here for decades.
Strong winds and extremely dry conditions fueling a series of deadly wildfires in several states. At least 6 people have been killed in fires that have blackened tens of thousands of acres in Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. The National Weather Service says gusty winds will continue. USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Pentagon says a new missile system being placed in South Korea is for defensive purposes only. Here's Chris Barnes with the story.
The State Department says a new missile defense system in South Korea is only for defense.
We've been very clear in our conversations with China that this is not meant to be a threat and is not a threat to them or any other power in the region. It is a defensive system, and it is in place, or will be in place, because of North Korea's provocative behavior.
That State Department spokesman Mark Toner. China opposes deployment of that system in South Korea. The U.S. has started to install it, though, and Toner says the move is not a direct response to North Korea's latest missile launches over the weekend, but deployment of the missile defense system has been in the works for months. I'm Chris Barnes.
Utility crews working to fix an electrical problem that caused the Statue of Liberty to go dark last night. The lights that illuminate the statue went off for several hours. The Park Service says it's probably related to installation work being done on a new emergency backup generator. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A man seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party with a big re-election win last night. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Garcetti declared his re-election victory at a rally just 2 hours after the polls closed last night. He gave a brief statement before protesters in the crowd started screaming, demanding that he declare Los Angeles a sanctuary city. The mayor addressed the protesters, saying that he wants to send a message to people in Washington, D.C. seeking to divide the country, that they will never divide the city. Garcetti reportedly received over 80% of the vote after spending more than $3 million on his campaign. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
New York police are looking for a woman who beat an elderly woman with her own cane. Here's the story from Scott Pringle.
Police say the mother and 71-year-old victim were waiting to enter the elevator to leave the 2nd Avenue subway at East 86th Street Monday. They say the mother's child rushed into the elevator when the older woman said maybe you should teach your child to wait for people to leave first. Well, the mother apparently didn't like that. She allegedly punched and slapped the woman, took her own cane and whacked her with it. Detectives have released a pretty clear surveillance picture of the mother. Scott Pringle, New York.
Nike is unveiling a sports hijab for Muslim female athletes. The sports and apparel giant says its pro hijab is similar to other Nike Pro products, but features a single layer power mesh that's both lightweight and non-transparent. Nike says the headgear has strategically placed holes for better breathability. USA Radio News.
We are back with Modern Design. We have a couple of minutes left, and I have a couple of specific questions for Dottie. And Jane, please chime in. One of the things that we talked about when we were on the news break was popcorn ceilings. What do you do when you inherit popcorn ceilings? Do people notice that? Is that a walkaway thing? Tell me what your perception is.
It could be a walkaway thing. If you're a seller and you're planning to sell your home, it's best I would cover them up. Update the house.
Well, I'll tell you, there's two ways, from my perspective, that's what I do for a living. There's two ways to approach it. One is to do a skim coat and cover it that way. But more these days, what we're doing, especially in older houses where there could be asbestos involved in the mix, is we're just encapsulating with a thin coat of the thinnest layer of sheetrock, quarter inch, and going over it. And that's
the
less labor
thing.
Intense and just make nice, clean, white ceilings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So definitely that. The second thing is, we talked a little bit more maybe about your backyard. Now, I know we're in March, and today it's sort of wonderful, and 2 days from now it will be snow.
Snow.
What do you think people should start doing now in those spaces, a deck or a backyard?
Right. I would definitely put out a table and chairs, obviously not an umbrella. I mean, we're still having a lot of windy days.
Right.
But just something to create a visual of what somebody could picture their own things.
Give the perception of a barbecue or a dinner or something out without doing it wholeheartedly.
Exactly.
But just put that out there right now.
And like a little pot of daffodils or something if you know you're going to have a showing until you can bring it back in again. But it just creates warmth and invitation.
Right. You have more living space.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then what about the thing that I was saying in the first hour of the broadcast is, this is the period of time now, if we don't, after this is our last snow, power washing like mad.
Yes, yes. Wash the sidewalks,
the house,
if you have a siding that it can take power washing, power wash the house.
The decks,
exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Maintenance right now, don't you think?
Yeah.
For spring market, to be on for spring market, what is the ideal time, do you think, to list? Is it
the end
of March, right now?
Right now. I think we've had our spring market already for the last month or so.
Probably this was an earlier spring market because it's been so warm, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In previous years, when it's a day like today and it was 23 degrees and it's been that for weeks and weeks, I think people aren't as in tune to go look at
with
houses.
With open houses, over the last couple of months, I've shown houses to people. We've gone to open houses and overwhelmed, 30, 40 people there.
Wow.
Parking way down the street.
Wow.
It's just crazy. There's people out there looking.
That's
right.
Great to hear.
It is. It is. There's a lot of people looking.
In Hunterdon County or in our area, what would you say is the specific hot town?
Oh, Raritan Township.
And why would you say Raritan Township? Is
location.
There Central?
Job
schools, opportunities?
School? The school.
Are people
location to the highways, shopping,
right.
In town more.
Right, right. So a combination of a good town and then doing the best you can with your house to get the top amount of money. Okay, well, listen, we've reached the end of our second hour. I thank you so much, Dottie. Give us your information one more time of how we can reach you if they want to list our house or have you come take a look, show them houses.
Dottie Polak with Weikert Realtors in Flemington.
Mm-hmm.
My number is 609-357-8436. And my website is dottieshomeguide.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And Jane, thank you for co-hosting with me today.
Thanks, Jane.
I think we've got a lot of wonderful information. Anything, Jane?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks for sticking with us for one of our new expanded hours of Modern Design. We'll be back to you next Wednesday from 1 to 3 with more wonderful programming. Thank you for tuning in and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to do something that's great, and I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties.
President Trump promoting to reporters the GOP health care plan. House Speaker Paul Ryan laid out what their plan does.
It repeals the Obamacare taxes, which is a massive tax relief for families. It repeals the Obamacare spending, like the Medicaid expansion and Obamacare subsidies. It repeals the Obamacare mandates on individuals and businesses. It ends funding for Planned Parenthood and sends that money to community health centers. It has a Medicaid per capita block grant. That's the biggest entitlement reform anybody has seen here for decades.
Strong winds and extremely dry conditions fueling a series of deadly wildfires in several states. At least six people have been killed in fires that have blackened tens of thousands of acres in Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. The National Weather Service says gusty winds will continue. USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas.